This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, folks. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. You can follow us all over social media at GolfUnfiltered. Be sure to send us an email, GolfUnfiltered@gmail.com. If it sounds a little bit different here, folks, is once again, we are still at Hammock Beach Resort here in Florida, and it is absolutely gorgeous outside. It's still not as quite as warm as I thought it would be, but we're going to make the best of it. And I'm sitting here with T.H. Pier, David here. You might know him better as, what was it, Hail of Fire. Okay, and so we are here, and David actually just got done going through a custom fitting with U.S. Team EMEA Senior Director of Marketing, Danny Lee, for a new driver, and you got a new shaft in it, and it's just exciting. We're getting ready to go play. Are you excited to put the new driver in play here?
Absolutely. This is, so far, this whole experience has been incredible. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, and has definitely exceeded expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's funny because I'm watching everyone kind of get fit, and we've got six guys down here, and I'm watching everyone do it, and they're just, their eyes are open, they're super wide, and they're getting to see these gains. Now, what were kind of the gains that you got from your fitting? What were the things that jumped out at you the most?
Definitely ball flight. When I hit it well, I don't know if I had my best swing today, but when I hit it well, ball flight was definitely much more penetrating.
Okay.
And I mean, Danny put me, he put me in the shaft right away.
Yeah.
So he must have known what I needed. And yeah, absolutely awesome.
Awesome. So we've got the driver head at least in front of us here. You
yes.
got fit into the Cobra King Speed Zone. This is just not the extreme model, the standard model. And it looks like it's a 10.5. And we put you in, he put you in which shaft again?
The Helium.
Okay, cool.
Helium 50 gram.
Nice. A little bit lighter shaft.
Yes, and it feels lighter, but yeah. Danny, he knows what he's doing. So,
yeah.
I mean, it felt good when I hit it right. So.
Now, as I understand it, David, this was the first fitting you've ever had.
Of anything. Absolutely. So I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
And but it was, you know, after two or three swings, started feeling good. And you know, the wind behind me helped a little bit, but it's awesome. It's been great.
Yeah, it's funny too, listeners, because we're here on the driving range, and it's, you know, I'm looking at the ocean right now. We're in this little halfway house hut, I guess you could say. It's the hammock house, according to the door there, and the driving range is completely downwind, and so it's so funny to watch us all go out there and just pound drivers and see how far it goes, but it's a good time. A lot of guys are having fun out there, it looks like.
Yep.
Good deal.
Yeah, very good.
So, you know, obviously you've been on THP for a while now, I would imagine. How long have you been with the firm?
So, joined in 2014.
Okay.
But I was a reader for years.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't post anything. And I guess a year and a half ago, started posting a lot more and started putting in for experiences and spotty.
Yeah.
And man, I was so excited to get picked for this. So.
Is this your first time and an experience with
THP?
Mine
yes.
too, actually.
Yeah.
It's exciting stuff. I'm excited to go out and play. I mean, I haven't played in a while. When was the last time you played golf before now?
So I play every week.
Do
I'm
you
in
really?
North Carolina.
Okay,
so
cool.
We've had good weather. My game doesn't show that I play every week, but I play a lot.
So, that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, we're getting ready to play here in just a little while. A few guys are getting fit still, and you guys also went through the V-Fit with Bridgestone golf balls. So
yes.
Did you get fit? What did you get fit into?
The RX.
The RX, I think it was. Yeah, those are the ones. I had to help JV grab those out
it
of the car.
It actually fitted me into the E12 soft.
Oh, really?
So, but
okay.
Yeah, we went with the RX.
Nice. Those are great golf balls. It's got the reactive cover on there.
Right.
And everyone's going to be putting it into play. I, of course, are still staying true to my my Srixon roots there. So it's going to be funny, too, playing with everybody because everyone's going to have these Bridgestone balls, and we're going to have to go see which ones we can find. So hopefully all the guys mark them appropriately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got just a few more minutes here together on this conversation. But, you know, what's interesting, though, is, you know, Danny is just a wealth of knowledge with everything U.S. Team EMEA. And obviously, this being the distance bash, we're talking about getting gains with distance. We're getting gains in dispersion as far as getting it a little bit tighter. You had mentioned when you got fit, it was a better ball flight for you. And so it's just amazing how all this technology fits together. What have been some of the most eye-opening things for you, not only even today with your fitting, but just as you continue to learn more about tech in golf? You know, is it distance? Is it the consistency that you're seeing more of in your game? What would you say?
So, you know, distance is always, I think that's, everybody I've ever met, they want more distance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm 43, mm-hmm. and, you know, my mobility is not as much as when I was in my 20s, so, you know, consistency is a lot more important, and, you know, I am not a shaft guy. I don't claim to be. I know very little about shafts, and this has been really awesome to see, you know, some of the guys get fit into the gunmetals and, you know, just the different swings, and Danny helped me a lot with ball placement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it felt like it was way forward.
Yeah,
I've never played that, and I was hitting awesome drives with it out there with the new driver. So
awesome. So it's so much more than just a fitting. Danny likes to go in almost like a lesson. Yeah. I was joking around.
I need those.
Yeah, everyone does. I do too. Same, believe me. It was funny because I was joking around too. We were at the PGA show, and he gave me a quick impromptu lesson on the putting green and the Zuno. So he's a nice guy in that regard. And so last night we actually had a great dinner over at what was it, the Atlantic Grill.
Yes.
Here at Hammock Beach, and you know, I went with the seafood pasta. What did you go with?
So I got the swordfish.
Oh, how was that?
Grilled swordfish. Yeah. Man. I love seafood, so it was awesome.
Nice.
Really good.
Nice.
And mashed potatoes were awesome, too.
See, that was what I actually, that was the second plate I had in mind. You know, I didn't go with what I had. But the lobster mac and cheese seemed to be a popular option among the guys.
That was my second choice.
And so, listeners, if you're following along on hackersparadise.com, you can listen or you can read along and comment along in the forums. There is a Distance Bash, UST Distance Bash thread as well. And once again, I'm sitting down here with David. You know him better as Hail of Fire on the forum. And so we're getting ready to go tee off here in just a little while. Thanks so much for sitting down and speaking with me. I'm sure that we're gonna do another recap on the forum once you actually put this guy in play. So excited?
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we are back, and now I am joined by Mike from the THB Forum, better known as Illiterate on the Forum. Mike, it's nice for you to be, it's your return to the podcast. You've been on the show.
Yeah, the return, making a little run-in, so yeah.
Nice, man. And so as we were talking earlier with David, a lot of guys are out there right now getting fit for new drivers. Danny Lee from US Team EMEA is here, and he's fitting everyone into something nice. And so what did you get fit into today?
So we ended up going with the Speed Zone Extreme head, 9 nice. Degrees. And actually, it's going to be minus 1, so we'll be hitting it at 8 because I hit it to have to get, you know, security clearance to, you know, to play golf because I hit it so high.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we hit that, and then we tried the gunmetal link. Not Lin Q, but Link, as I was corrected last night by JV. But
multiple times.
Yes, but the Link gunmetal, F5, 7F5.
Cool.
So, you know, that's the shaft I actually thought I was going to go into.
Really?
And I actually thought I was going to go into the regular Speed Zone head, but the Extreme was more forgiving. And as soon as we got that combo, and the shaft is actually cut down an inch.
Oh, is it really? You went a little shorter.
Went a little bit shorter, and I started catching center club face. Actually got 168 ball speed on one of the swings.
That's awesome.
So, which I was hovering, you know, high 150s to 161-ish, mm-hmm. you know, low 160s in my previous game.
Yeah. And so you previously, had you been fit for the driver you were using before?
So actually went to shaft up.
Okay.
A couple years ago.
Got it.
And a little bit different circumstance because we got fit for irons at US Team EMEA headquarters down in Dallas.
Nice.
And Danny let me hit a couple of shots on their TrackMan or you know, GC Quad, whatever they have in there.
Yeah.
And he pulled out a shaft and gave me that to put in my current head. And I've been gaming that ever since.
Nice.
But I was I went down probably on average 600, you know, 600 spin.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Nice. That, you know, and everyone's just out there getting gains today. I mean, that's kind of been the thing that I've been hearing from everyone going through the fitting. We've got six guys down here, as I said before. And it's just so interesting that everyone, you know, is being fit by the same person. Mm-hmm. And this is obvious, but I think for those who hadn't gone through a fitting before, like David, before you, this was the first time he had ever been fit for anything.
Yep.
Which the same fitter is looking at everyone that comes through. We've got a lot of different options in heads. We got a golf cart full of just Cobra Speed Zone heads. And then you go with and try the different shaft profiles, like you were just saying, mm-hmm. with the link. And it's amazing how everything just kind of works together. You know, and so what was the biggest, aside from ball flight, you had mentioned kind of the trajectory is something mm-hmm. that you noticed right away. Was there anything else that you noticed from your fitting for your game that was like, wow?
Just the amount of spin that that I went down.
Yeah.
And I was getting some pretty great numbers. I mean, ball speed and carry numbers, you know, for me. So that was probably my biggest takeaway. And I actually really like the shape of the Cobra head. This is the first time I've hit a Cobra driver. Other than maybe, you know, messing around on the range or something with the buddies. But, you know, it feels great, you know, and I'm coming from a old Epic, you know.
Right.
So, 3 years old, and so new technology, all that, feels fantastic.
That's awesome. Now, your natural ball flight, as I understand it, we were talking a little bit on the range, is a little bit of a fade. You like playing that. So that wasn't compromised at all with the fit at all, right?
No. And I was actually hitting it pretty straight.
Yeah.
You know, when he... So we tried the Link Purple, and I was getting more, you know, more spin with that, and then we went back down to the Gunmetal, and he's like, that's where it's at, and I was hitting it pretty straight on the range, so I'm interested to get it out on the course later with the Bridgestone ball I was fit into, and so I'm real excited about that because I've played a Strixon ball like you for a long time, and I've heard lots of great things about this Bridgestone ball, so I got fit into the X for that. And
through the V-fit.
Through the V-fit. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of expecting that. Mm-hmm. So, which I had done the V-fit for JB in the forum, I guess, months ago.
Okay.
And so it fit me for the X, and then we did it again. So it kind of reinforced what we saw earlier in the year.
Nice. And then, of course, as we were saying earlier, listeners, you know, the new Bridgestone balls. We had Elliot Mello on the show not too long ago, and he was talking about the reactive cover, which is really interesting. And that's going to just... as the name implies, it kind of reacts based on where you are in the hole, essentially. I mean, if you're off the tee, it's going to be a little bit longer. And if you're around the greens and you're hitting approach shots, it's going to spin a little bit more, which still is just magic to me. Like, I don't know how they figured that out. So that's got to be exciting to play, too.
Yeah, I'm real excited about that. I'm excited to see how it feels off the putter face as well.
Yeah.
I'm a big, like, I don't know, I'm weird about the feel on the putter.
I am too, actually.
So
yeah.
I'm kind of excited to see how it feels off the putter as well.
Nice, nice. So we just finished up, and it looks like a lot of the guys are coming into the hammock house here, the halfway house here at Hammock Beach. Looks like the fittings are done. They're coming in to warm up a little bit. It's not as cold as yesterday, and I understand that you actually went out and played yesterday.
Oh, man. So that was by far the worst conditions and toughest conditions that I've... Well, I wouldn't say worst conditions because I've played in worse, like with rain.
Yeah.
But that was the most wind, and we had a little bit of drizzle. Like, it wasn't, like, pouring down, like, big drops, but it was, like, the small ones, like, that you could feel.
Just kinda, the annoying... Yeah.
And so we got a little wet to start, and then what was funny is like about five holes in, the drizzle stopped, but it was still windy. And then I looked over at Nick and I was like, dude, it's getting a little bit warmer. Like, I, you know, we got this. And then we got to the back nine and the temperature just dropped and the wind got worse. And the back nine was brutal.
Yeah, was it really?
We were like, man, let's hurry up and get this done.
Yeah, it got pretty bad, folks. I mean, today is much better.
Yeah, the sun's out today.
Helps out. Yeah, it's still very windy, but the sun, like you said, it's going to help us out a lot. We're getting ready to tee off here in just a little while. We're going to put the new drivers in play. Mm-hmm. You're going to put the new Bridgestone golf balls in play.
Yep.
I'm excited to see how those perform in the wind, for crying out loud. I mean, talk about a test and a potential testament to how good this technology is for that. I mean, it's got to be exciting to get out there.
I'm super pumped to see the difference. So, you know, yesterday and today, and obviously like the driver, I was to see the performance, and that's the big thing is just getting the confidence, you know, because like, you know, you're a gamer and kind of, you know what your misses are and stuff, and you can swing it hard, and then just getting that new one out there and having just seen it fit on the range, you know, you're kind of hopefully that honeymoon phase come right in right away.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's an important phase in any new product purchase. And so last night we were talking to David just a little bit earlier, obviously, as you know, Hail of Fire. Last night you were also, of course, part of dinner over at the Atlantic Grill here at Hammock Beach.
So good.
Pretty good stuff, wasn't it?
It was. I had the swordfish last night.
David did too. Okay. So, God, I wish I would have got that now that I think
about it. It was really good.
Yeah.
I had never had swordfish before.
Okay.
But it was, you know, obviously white meat, you know, fish.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a little bit like, you know, salmon, like it kind of comes off in layers. It was similar to that, except it was maybe a little more firm than, you know, cutting it like with the salmon. But the taste was fantastic.
Almost like a tuna, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love swordfish. It's so good. You know, it's just sometimes, if I regret anything, I think, because I had the seafood pasta, amazing, really good.
Yeah.
Way too much food. Like, I couldn't finish it.
So I was stuffed last night, too.
Yeah, it was all. It was just really good. Stuffed in a really good
way. Did you do the lava cake?
I did the cheesecake.
You did the cheesecake.
Yeah,
okay.
You did the lava cake.
Lava cake was fantastic.
Yeah, there's a little bit of both of those things I would probably redo. But nothing to complain about at all.
Yep.
But so I'm excited about a couple of things. I haven't played golf in a while, living in Chicago, as listeners know. And I'm excited to play with you. I'm excited to play with David, actually, I think is the group today.
Yeah, this is our threesome today.
Our threesomes today, yeah. So, and then tomorrow, of course, we're playing again. We're switching things up a little bit tomorrow, as I understand. We may or may not do another podcast. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
But anything that you could leave our listeners with, your friends over at the forum, about your experience so far getting fit for the driver you got fit for?
I mean, I can't say enough good things about Danny Lee. I consider him a friend as well, because you know he's kept in touch over the last couple of years from whenever I went to the Shaft Up finale a couple of years ago. Just all around good human being, and he really was out there grinding today, like getting people, like I think he spent quite a bit of time with Nick and lots of different tinkering and different things and there were some of us that got fit pretty quick, but he had us dialed in, so I'm excited to see what everybody does today. But there is something to be said for getting fit for your equipment, because like I said, again, it had been I guess about 2 years, 3 years since I'd been fit into that driver.
Oh, okay.
And then, to kind of see the improvement with the ball speed and then lowering of the spin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, your swing changes over time.
It sure does. It sure does.
And, I think just big time is go in with an open mind, because I did not think I was going to get an extreme.
Yeah.
And that was my biggest takeaway, is like, and the numbers were better.
Yeah. Absolutely. And folks, if it sounded like it's getting a little bit louder, it's because the guys have just come in. We're getting ready to get ready to go tee off here in a minute. Danny Lee is now in. I bet he needs to warm up a little bit and probably maybe have a drink or two after all the fittings that he did. And so folks, as both Mike and David have said, go out to UST Mamiya on their website. Be sure to check out the full line of everything that they offer. They don't just do woods, they do irons. They have an entire family of different shafts. And so Mike, really appreciate you sitting down. Your return to the Golf Unfiltered podcast.
Right.
We'll do it again soon.
Thank you very much.